Yo, we're recording, Mzansi. Man, we are recording. Welcome back to episode 5 of the Project Hustle Show. I am still your host, Ukentani, also known as Unkuli, all the way from Erokville, Tsakani. Remember that this show is intended to publish 90 exclusive episodes, and we are running on episode 5. Good job to the team. Great distributions from our marketing manager and your host. Yes, me, of course. Yeah. So, as we are using the mantra of success, which is the 90 Rules book by Mr. Manas Broderick, a South African entrepreneur, we believe we've finally figured out how to grow with you. I know that many of you are excited as I am about our podcast. That's the reason why we are going to keep on pushing and pushing up until we reach day 90 of rule 90, which will serve as the last day, but we're still far from that. Yeah. Still don't have a guest, still alone, still hustling. So grateful for the team again, and still on chapter 1 of the 90 Rules book. Chapter 1 says, let's get a few things straight. And there's a quotation that reads as follows: the successful journey of a self-made man or woman or both or neither is one of contradiction. I am no English tutor or teacher. I am not going to be explaining that. I'll just head over to what I think about today's rule. When I started out in business, my mother, my grandmother, my friends, and some of my colleagues didn't actually understand what I was talking about. Many of them, they are employed. Many of them, they are graduates. Many of them are still studying, and some of them are in business like myself. So today's rule speaks about those who work in corporate. Corporate is your KPMG, EY, accounting firms, internal auditing firms, PwC, etc. They are entrepreneurs there, but they choose to use the systems, the policies, and the procedures that are used there in the corporate world. They don't want to create their own. They are afraid of creating their own. I do not know why, but there are various options for you to choose. You can start your business while you're still working, or you can be unemployed like myself and struggle to get where you wanna be. But I do believe that all the sweat and tears that you gonna feel are gonna be relevant and worth a story one day. Today's rule is rule 5, which is listed as the trap of employment. Mr. Manners talks about great businesses being built by youngsters of yesterday. Many started from the bedroom at Eres, at UP, or at Wits. Some didn't have debt. While you're staying in Eres, you're not paying any rent, you don't have any expenses, there are no overheads, and you have everything to lose, nothing to gain. Everything to gain and nothing to lose. Sorry about that. And then those people are lucky to start out, because when you work from the township, you need to pay for your electricity, you need to pay for your rent. Now, the trap of employment gives you capital. If you're unemployed and starting a business, you ain't gonna get none of those. So you need to think and take a very, very good decision for you and your current state. During our season, We're using the 90 Rules book to record our podcast, and we're challenging you entrepreneurs to keep on hustling, to work alongside us, to use these set of rules and implement them in our various businesses. I've shared today's rule, which is the trap of employment, and I'm going to be sharing another rule tomorrow. Just keep in mind that starting a business should be more than just a venture. It needs to be an adventure. Go online, hashtag 90 Rules Book. You'll find out more details about our author. We are on Instagram at BlackInk0.1 and on Facebook and Twitter at BlackInk. This is still your host, Ukenzani. Tune in next time. Over and out.